Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Good Morning Football.
Heineke to the end zone. Carter, the catch, and Washington has its largest lead of the season.
Newton takes the snap, and he is in for a Panthers touchdown.
And back!
Yes, he is.
All that coming your way this hour on NFL Network. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to by Old Trapper Beef Jerky. We are live in New York City. It is Monday, November 15th. My name is Rachel Bonetta alongside Peter Schrager, Kyle Brandt, and he is a former Seattle Seahawk, Texas Longhorn, and Green Beret in the U.S. Army, Nate Boyer.
What up, Nate? How we doing?
Good.
What's happening, man?
Nate, thank you so much for coming and hanging out with us today.
Of course. No, thank you guys for having me.
Time for the lead block, baby.
It is time for the lead block. I'm going to rock you all night long. All right, so what happened, though, with the Chiefs and the Raiders? The Chiefs have really struggled offensively. We just can't fix this team. What are we going to do? But it just starts raining touchdown. Are they back?
Smiling?
Are they pretty sure they're back? Well, they hammered the Raiders, and Kelce is an absolute Raider killer. 8 for 119. Look at Mahomes' line. 406 and 5. 41-14. So let's hear from Patrick Mahomes. And Pat says, look, guys, I've been telling you.
I knew we were going to click back into it. I've been saying it for weeks. I was like, we're going to find it. I mean, we have the guys. We have too many guys that work hard. We have too many great coaches that put in the time. We're going to find a way to get stuff going. And if the defense is playing like that, don't let that get overlooked at how they're playing. I mean, that's going to make us a great football team. Shane Buechele came up to me and showed me this video with this kid, and he was saying, I got my swagger back. And so that was something that I thought was kind of my, like, motto this week. And I think the whole team kind of got that swag back, and we're going to try to keep that thing rolling.
Got our swag back. It was a blowout in Vegas last night. What's your big takeaway from that decisive win by the Chiefs over their division rival Raiders?
Rachel, when you came out of that highlight, Kelce's doing like a dance. He's moving his hips. Mahomes is goosenecking. And like you get the feeling that, okay, we survived. Ooh. We got out of it. And here we go. I want to go back to last week. 3rd and 10, up 6 points. They need a first down. And Mahomes, who has been struggling all month, maybe all season, in getting that big play, rolls out, hits Tyreek Hill, and then pumps his fist emphatically and says, here we are, we're back, we get it. This play, this might not have seemed like it was all that significant in the grand scheme of things, but it was the first time we'd seen a glimpse of, like, Mahomes, Tyreek.
It was Mahomesian.
Last night, it was that from go. They rolled out and it was like, okay, we're going into Las Vegas on national television and we're gonna awe Chris, we're gonna awe Al, we're gonna awe Michelle Tafoya, and you at home are gonna be scared that you didn't bury us and put us away. I feel like the Chiefs not only have their swagger back, they now have the division back. Mm-hmm. They are in first place, alone atop that division, and here we go. A manageable schedule from here on out and a defending conference champion that is looking from the front to the back in that division, and good luck the rest of the AFC West, because I think this thing might be all said and done.
Yeah, I mean, you said it. Who are these guys? You know, this is the Chiefs. This is the Kansas City Chiefs that we're used to, the ones that beat my poor 49ers a couple years ago in Super Bowl. I mean, these are the guys. Look out is right. I mean, that's a good, they're in a good division. They're in a really good division, but they're the best team in that division. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, they're the only one that just sticks out as dangerous across the board. And there's obviously the weapons and, you know, the 10 picks, yeah, but he might not throw another one or he might throw a couple more, but I don't think that's going to be the same storyline. I think it's going to be more of these, you know, 400-yard, five-touchdown games.
You're in. I can't tell you how refreshing it is to have a Nate be in that chair with some charisma. Aww. It's great. It's absolutely great. We finally
never
changed this thing up.
Before.
And some style.
Absolutely. You know? You look great, you talk great, you watch the game, and Nate B. I love it. Guys, we've been trying, Peter and me, we've been trying to fix this Chiefs team. Yeah. And Peter's been blowing on the Nintendo game. We put them in a jar of rice. Like, we control all the everything. And it's like, they work. Oh, my gosh, they work. And it's really exciting because, Peter, I feel like that throw was that pull string on the lawnmower or whatever the hell they, I don't use those things. But it's very exciting. And it's also, like, a little scary. Now, there's this whole thing about like, okay, great, you threw one party against the Raiders. We're falling apart for all kinds of reasons. Are we seeing that next week? Are we seeing that next month? Are we seeing that in January and February? I don't know. But it also felt like, Razor, like, I don't know if you could possibly relate to this, but you know when you have a hangover and like eventually like it clears up and you're like, wow, it's I think I'm ready for another one. And that is such a good feeling. And we've been waiting and waiting. And I feel like the hangover finally cleared. And God, it was intoxicating for me. Mm. What do you think?
I love that. This week, as I was doing prep for the Chiefs, because I do my research, you guys.
Yeah.
You know, in the Google space bar, you type in and sometimes it like auto fills in.
Absolutely.
All I typed in was what's and wrong with the Chiefs popped up. Because they have nonstop been asked this question. Poor Patrick Mahomes, nonstop, back after back after back. And I feel like this is the moment when maybe we can take a break from that question.
Okay.
Because we're back on track, baby. I am terrified of the Chiefs once again. It looked like the old Patrick Mahomes, right? He was throwing, he was making some crazy throws at the end of the game. He had that swagger back, and if they had that swagger back, Rachel is terrified.
You tell me, you type in the word what's, and it's not the meaning of life. It
no,
says
what's
wrong with the Chiefs.
It's not what time does the Super Bowl start.
What does it take to cure a hangover? All right, let's go now to our own NFL Network insider, Ian Rapp.
Here's your hero right here.
Ian, I don't really want to ask this question. Baker Mayfield got a little roughed up in the Browns' loss to the Patriots. What is his status? And Cam Newton was back in Carolina. When will he be the Panthers' starting QB?
Well, we'll start with what you guys just addressed. I just typed what's into my Google thingy here, and it said, what's the weather today? As far as Baker Mayfield, doesn't seem like this is really a major issue here. A knee contusion is what they called it. And we saw him, of course, not finish the game. Case Keenum was out there in the fourth quarter, but that was really because of the score here. With the Browns getting blown out, not a competitive game in the fourth quarter. Baker Mayfield could have returned. You're seeing him in some pain there. Clearly something to watch, but Kevin Stefanski, the head coach, said after the game, he expects Baker Mayfield to be able to play next week. So certainly some good news there. As far as, I don't know, maybe the biggest story on Sunday, Cam Newton is officially back. And we know that because not only did he sign late this past week, he also played, scored a touchdown, and then screamed at us, I'm back, which you're seeing right here. Quite an incredible moment. You cannot underestimate, you cannot overestimate just how incredible this energy was for the Carolina Panthers. Now, Matt Rhule was asked the only question that really matters, which is when's Cam Newton going to be the starter? He kind of punted a little bit. From what I understand, he is going to be the starter as soon as humanly possible. If he picks up the playbook enough, if he gets acclimated quickly enough, they would love for him to be the starter next week against the Washington football team and his old friend, Ron Rivera.
Rightfully so. He was so fun to watch. All right, thanks, Ian. We will get the latest from you all morning long.
Lions and the Steelers in Pittsburgh. Ben Roethlisberger, as reported by Ian, self-reported having symptoms, positive COVID test. Mason Rudolph has to play instead.
Yeah, wasting the time.
Hi. Jason Gay from the Wall Street Journal said he deserves the game ball for watching this game.
Hey!
16-16. Let's listen to our favorite soundbite, Dan Campbell, after a devastating tie.
I told the guys I was upset we didn't win, but I was also proud of them because of the fact, you know, we put ourselves in position to win that game in overtime, and it didn't work out, and our defense has to go back and take the field, and they're driving, and we force a turnover, which I thought was big, and that kept us from losing is what it did. So we want to win. We're looking for our first win, but I know this, we were better than we were 2 weeks ago. So that's a good team.
That's the man right there. 16-16 clutch tie for the Lions. That's how I see it. But this was going to be the game of the week here. Baker versus Mac. Baker's coming off a great day. He's doing the People's Jones thing. Odell is gone. 7-7. He goes to People's Jones and it's picked. So the Patriots defense leads the league in interceptions. And Stefanski's a hell of a coach. He's got those beautiful blue eyes. But, man, this one got away from him fast. Jacoby Myers had a day. Mac Jones looked really, really, really good. I mean, it's just the whole team looked great. And Baker, who's been so tough all year, and he's got that shoulder harness and all, gets knocked out, and we had Case Keenum. But this was about the Patriots. Check the final score, 45-7. And afterwards, after a great home win in which his rookie quarterback was unbelievably prolific, Bill Belichick was in an amazing mood. Take it away, coach. Have a day.
What happened today or what happened in September or some other game, I don't think it really matters at this point. It's really what we do from here going forward. But players are doing a good job of studying. They're doing a good job of working together and anticipating things that are going to happen so we can react a little faster and play more aggressively. Players are doing a good job of trying to practice and understanding how important it is that the practice execution sets up performance in the game. But we'll have to keep doing it. We're running up against another, you know, another good team this week. And, you know, if we don't, then things won't go well. So we'll see how we do this week.
I'm so happy. I'm the happiest I've ever been in my life.
Let's go.
Let's go. Take a look at the AFC playoff race. We got the Titans up there. We got the Bills up there. Ravens, Chiefs. The Patriots have now won 4 straight games.
Let's
and
go.
5 of their last 6. Should the rest of the AFC be afraid of the Patriots? What do you think?
I think aware is
okay.
a better word.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
know about afraid.
Interesting. Nice job.
Be man. Very aware. Be yeah. very aware. This defense is playing lights out. I mean, that's an offense that could score points. And yeah, the Browns aren't quite crushing it this year yet. Sorry, Rachel.
How dare you?
But yeah, I mean, the D is playing amazing, and they're flying around. Max stepping up. Max, I think getting some confidence now. I mean, obviously it's his first year. That's one reason I would say maybe not scary yet. Maybe not be afraid, but be aware. And how about Jacoby Myers?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
About it?
I think 1,500 yards,
mm-hmm.
third season, finally gets a touchdown. Antonio Gates maybe had 50 touchdowns by the time he had 1,500 right. yards, you know? So hats off to him.
First touchdown of his career, right?
Yeah, first awesome. Of his career.
I'm very, very, very excited. I feel like, yeah, they should be afraid. It's a couple of weeks back, Peter compared the Patriots to the Empire in the Star Wars universe, and we sang the song and everything, and I think we got to see some.
You get sued?
Yeah. We're not allowed to do that anymore, yes.
I almost did 2 seconds ago.
Is that right? It's fun to sing. It's very identifiable, and it makes the segment better, but we're not allowed to do it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I remember they were 1-3. They lost to the Buccaneers in the Brady game, and it's like, well, maybe Belichick's not the thing. Maybe it was all Brady. Maybe Mac. No, like this, they're really good. In this AFC, I don't believe in anybody. I really
That's
don't.
True.
The Titans without Derrick Henry are the best team and respect them. But name the team that is definitely going to take out the Patriots. Don't tell me Baltimore. Don't tell me all those teams. Those teams are all heavily flawed. I look for the teams that peak at the right time. It's kind of like in the college football. If you're going to lose, lose early.
Yeah.
And the Pats lost early. That's fine. And then what do you know? They actually do have an incredible coach and a great defense. Define afraid. Are you afraid as a fan, as a spectator, Rachel, that like, damn it, they're here, they're back. It wasn't just a Brady thing, because that was nice and comfortable if you're a Patriots antagonist, that Tommy held this whole thing up, and once he's gone, it's never going to be the same. It looks really good right now.
I gotta tell you, let me tell you a little bit about my home
Go
life,
on.
Okay?
Yeah.
My partner, Peter, shout outs, big Patriots fan, okay? Yesterday was the worst day of my life.
I don't know
if I can go back to
Are
Los Angeles.
Fan?
I am a Browns fan. I don't think I can go back to LA. I think I'm a New Yorker now from here on out. But last year was like our time to enjoy
Hell yes,
football.
It was.
You know, because the Patriots finally took a sec to be not the Patriots. Mm-hmm. But yes, I am terrified because look at their history. Mm-hmm. It's Bill Belichick that we are talking about. He's got a nice, young, offensive weapon in Mac Jones that he is going to turn or is turning into, trying to turn him into Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shaking in my boots, people. I can't go back home. The texts, the tormenting.
Tormenting.
I can't live like this.
Uh-huh.
It's brutal.
It is true. Like, I feel like the AFC had a chance. Like, okay, let's keep them away here. And they just let them hang around a little bit. And, like, Patriots, they lost, but they lost with, like, really impressive performance against that Buccaneers that
mm-hmm.
Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
They lost to the Cowboys in overtime. And afterwards, we were like, but the Patriots kind of hung with the Cowboys. And now they rattled off 4 straight. They've got Atlanta on a short week on Thursday. Suddenly, they're going to be 7-4.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've still got Buffalo twice. Like,
mm-hmm.
the Patriots can be the one seed in the AFC. Like, it's very possible mm-hmm. that the Patriots are the one seed in the AFC.
It's true.
They have a bye week, and the playoffs go through Foxborough.
I know.
This quarterback is getting better and better and better every single week. Yes, you should be afraid of the Patriots. Yes, you should be scared of the Patriots. And yes, you should be concerned because none of the other teams in the AFC have put their flag and said, it's our conference.
Mm-hmm.
I love what the Titans are doing. They're without Derrick Henry, they're without Julio Jones, and they lost to the Jets a few weeks ago.
Can you insert Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, or Justin Fields there and get the same result?
I wonder.
Ooh.
I wonder. I think That's Mac has been fantastic, but then you wonder, is it Josh McDaniels coaching him up with Bill Belichick and their plan for him and the veterans around him that they did this? Like, they might be the best coach team in football. So, yeah, maybe if Justin Fields goes there, or maybe if Trey Lance goes there, it's a different career for them already.
I also love that Max stepped into this role. Like, that's a scary situation to step into. And he did it, and he's doing it really well. So kudos to him.
The real fear, all that stuff about the one seat, that's small potatoes. The fear is that you're in for 15 years.
Yeah.
That's like, the fear is this season is nothing.
You're
talking about the 2037 New England Patriots under Josh McDaniels as head coach and Mac Jones as quarterback. That's what you should be afraid of at home. Right.
The Packers took it to the Seahawks in Lambeau. The Cowboys got it done. And Big D, who's the top dog in the NFC? We will discuss that next.
Let's go.
This is good.
Let's go. Week 11 kicks off with a primetime clash on Thursday Night Football. Mac Jones makes his Thursday Night Football debut as the Patriots look to keep pace in the AFC playoff race. But Matt Ryan and the Falcons are determined to protect their home turf. Patriots, Falcons Thursday at 8 p.m. on NFL Network, Fox, and streaming on Prime Video.
Yeah, could have used a little starch from the Falcons yesterday to hype that one up. Peter was swinging out of his shoes last week. Just pointing to the fifth bleachers and saying,
I will eat my shoes today. Trust me.
I cannot wait.
Yes.
All right, so CeeDee Lamb, we'll be waiting to watch that too. This was a shellacking, I think is the proper word. We got a block punt. It's 28-3. Everybody made their jokes. It was fun. And bam! I think it's the most exciting play in the sport. Yes. I really do. And there was a couple of them yesterday. The Cowboys won by 40 points. Peter, what happens with Seahawks-Packers?
Yeah, Seahawks-Packers, we were all excited to see the return of Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. Missed week 9, obviously, due to the COVID-19 protocols. Seahawks will get shut out 17-0. First time ever Russell Wilson has been shut out in an NFL game.
Adrian Amos on the show a lot. He's in that kind of Kyle Rudolph club of just great players, great guys who come on the show. Brady's already thrown one interception this game. That's two. Last time he threw two interceptions the first quarter was 9 years ago, 2012. And Washington was just all over him. And afterwards, his coach Arians, they said, that was on the quarterback. Like, he used to do that with Jameis. He will do that with any quarterback because he's coached them all and he can. DeAndre Carter were a touchdown. Enough about Brady. Heinicke had a day. A little, like, sort of revenge thing. The Brady Heinicke thing is great.
Love it.
If he could just play the Buccaneers all the time, he'd be a first team all pro.
Not every week.
The other 30 teams are tough, but he's very good against the Bucs. And afterwards, Brady, they just lost by double digits and, like, he was not in the mood in his sweats and his winter hat here. Take it away, Goat.
Not a great day of football for us. So it doesn't matter who you play if we, you know, have a bunch of self-inflicted errors.
All right, let's take a look at the current NFC playoff picture. We got the Packers up there, the Cards, the Cowboys. How about them? Guys, as it stands today, who is your top dog in the NFC?
What do you think, Peter?
Look at this conference, and it's like Cardinals last week. I was jumping out of my shoes. Hey, the Cowboys, I was down on it. There's one team I picked before the season, and I'm going to stick with them.
All right.
Because they play tonight.
Oh.
I think the Los Angeles Rams are still the top dogs in this. Okay. I know they lost to the Titans. I know that was embarrassing. I think that was a wake-up call. And they went and got Odell Beckham. And then they lose Robert Woods. The ups, the downs of the NFL season. We're great. We got Cam Akers. No, he's gone. We're great. No, he's done. I still think that the Rams have the best players on their team, and I still think they've got the best coach.
Yeah.
So if you've got McVay and you've got Donald and Ramsey, and now you have Cooper Kupp, who's playing as well as any receiver in the league, and you now have Von Miller joining at some point, not sure tonight, probably not tonight. Odell Beckham tonight, probably will play tonight. I think the Rams will put it all together. It's a home Super Bowl. I still believe we'll be seeing them representing the conference come February 13th.
What's up with Von? Did they trade for a broken? What's going on here?
There's no rush for Von. He's got an ankle injury.
Nice.
We don't need to see him.
Kind of nice to have him.
Really, like, I don't think we're getting him tonight.
Oh,
great recruiter brought Odell here.
I guess that helps. Yeah,
that's it.
That's true.
Some of the best people are great at recruiting.
A little weird.
Well, yeah, you know, and I think the Titans lost. Like, it feels like, they lost. The Titans are the best team in the AFC record wise.
Right.
So it's not like that's a bad loss. So I agree with that. But I'm gonna go with Tampa Bay.
Even still.
I think they're just playing possum right now. You know, it's early. Okay. It's Tom Brady.
Bold
still
strategy,
Tom Brady.
Cotton.
There is literally.
Eventually, we won't be able to say that.
I'm pretty sure
anymore.
The entire NFC is in the hunt right now. I mean, you look at that board. It was like the whole thing. So it's obviously too early to really say anyway. And like you've mentioned earlier, the team that gets hot late. And I mean, that's what they did last time. That's what they did last year and won this thing. And I just still have confidence there. And
we had Shady McCoy in that seat last week. And he's like, guys, you don't realize what happens in the bye week. Last year, I was with Tampa. And out of the bye, it was like, it clicked. We just needed that week. I think everyone in America just assumed they would steamroll through the You still think, though, even after this performance?
Yeah. Yes. I said a prayer for the Washington football team going into this game.
Did you really?
I thought that they were going to crash. Yes. Not actually, but, you know.
This, you know, they, teams lay eggs. They have these days. We saw, I mean, the Cowboys last week, you know what I mean? If they don't do it in the critical moments, mm-hmm. in the playoff moments, then it doesn't matter, you know? And they're going to get there. They're going to get to the playoffs. We know they're going to get to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And,
what do you think, Rachel?
I'm going to go Packers
all
here.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers loves le chip on le shoulder. This is maybe the biggest chip that he's going to have on his shoulder. Everyone's against him right now. This defense, sneaky. Over their last three games, the Packers have allowed only 34 total points. They've had strong performances against the greatest quarterbacks in the league.
Right.
Two interceptions on Mahomes and Kyler in week 8. Only one touchdown from Mahomes. I'm going Packers, baby. I'm all in.
Be interested to see how Aaron Jones' prognosis comes back.
Sure. It is. A.J. Dillon stepped up for him.
That's why I follow the rap sheet. I think you're right. Everybody talks so much about Jordan Love in that Chiefs game. Meanwhile, the Chiefs did nothing against the Packers defense. Russell mm-hmm. Wilson had his first career shutout against the Packers defense. And this is why you have to listen here at the table, because Peter went on this incredible monologue earlier in the show about how the Packers have had to endure so many injuries and so many things. That's why I'm also going to go with the Packers. I really...
Ooh.
And, you know, the Rodgers thing's fascinating because this has taken a turn. After the game, he's asked a couple tough questions about potentially missing the Super Bowl because he's unvaccinated. He was also asked, do you expect road fans to be different now based on what you've gone through? I mean, I don't know. I think they will. I think he knows that. And I actually think that may be helping him. So, like, when he goes on the road, if you want to boo him or whatever, however you feel about him, I actually think that's helping him. There's
some
a lot
guys
of guys
thrive on negative energy.
That's what I'm saying. And I can't think of a guy better who just wants to burn the world than this guy. And not just because he was drafted behind Alex Smith, but because everything about him as a person was questioned, maybe rightfully so. I think it's the Packers. I think they're the best team in the league. They beat the Cardinals without their best receiver. They get quality wins. I think it's Green Bay.
We haven't mentioned the Cowboys. Do we have to have a Cowboys conversation?
Cowboys are close. Cowboys are close in my...
This Cowboys team is different. We talked about this last week.
But not that different.
No, well, we'll find out. So they had won 6 games in a row, and then they have a terrible loss to Denver. And it felt like this game they were playing for their lives, even though they were 6-2 and running away with the division.
Yeah.
And then what do? They just crushed Atlanta. So I feel like Cowboys teams of the past, and due respect, during the Romo era, during some of those eras, we're front runners, we're cool, we're flashy and shiny, and then we tank. I don't see that with this team. I really do think they're different, and this might be a terribly freezing cold take. I think they're different.
Yeah, no, I have egg on my face. I picked the Falcons to win outright in this game, and the Cowboys, that was over after about 3 minutes. Cowboys came out amazing. I thought the Randy Gregory loss would be huge. He wasn't on the field. But their defensive front was all over Matt Ryan yesterday. I thought the Cowboys showed us a lot. And yet I still have the Rams as the best team in the NFC.
What did you guys think about Vic Fangio saying, y'all have just been playing the Cowboys wrong. I figured them out.
Awesome.
And then this week they come out and ball. I loved that.
I love that too.
Chef's kiss.
Vic Fangio has said a lot of things this year.
Sometimes it's something, sometimes it doesn't.
He had takes on the Ravens. He's got takes.
Highlight.
I think he might know what time it is. Let's go to Panthers-Cardinals because we got a couple of coaches in this one. This is your classic Matt Rule versus Cliff Kingsbury showdown. Not really, but Cam is back.
Hey, Big 12 ball. I'm here for it.
Peter, good call. How about that?
Baylor and Texas Tech played this weekend.
All right, well, here's a little bit of War Eagle. And Cam Newton scored a touchdown and then took his helmet off and said this. Okay, I'm glad you said that. What is with the tone of voice there? I'm back! That's not how Cam talks. What was that? I thought it was cool that he did it, but it came off so strange. We've been listening to Cam talk for over a decade. I've never heard him speak like that. He was so in his emotions that, as Rachel said, he turned into prepubescent Cam Newton. It was weird. People are wondering, like, why did he get flagged for that? Why can Rodgers say, I own you, Bears fans? Well, Cam took his helmet off. Like, you're not allowed to do that. And again, he said after the game, it's not about me. 34-10, Panthers win by 24 and stomp the Cardinals, who once thought unbeatable, but they didn't have Kyler. What's next, Rachel?
Okay, wouldn't be a Monday at GMFE without a little Nate. So let's welcome back our favorite triple threat, CBS Mornings co-host, contributor to the NFL Today, as well as NFL Network, the one and only Mr. Nathaniel Eugene.
What's up, Nate?
I also learned that he was born in Canada and actually has a flag tattoo, which I think that makes him a little bit more Canadian than me?
Maybe.
You know, listen, Canadians are taking over. We got me and you. I'm here on the East Coast. You're doing your thing on the West Coast. Rachel, you're doing a great job, by the way. And Nate, what's up, man? I see you over there. Good to see you, brother.
Do you see me? Because I see you.
Hey, yeah. It's okay, Nate. Earlier in the show, we each shared our espresso moment from week 10. What was the play or moment from the past week that woke you up?
I'm back. I'm back. I'm going with Cam Newton. Shout out to my guy, Cam. Oh, Cam. He's back. Yeah. Listen, everybody was hype, and we were all wondering the same thing. What is Cam going to do if he gets an opportunity to get in the game? First time he touched the ball, he got in the end zone. And then even threw for a pass right after that. You know, Cam sitting on ice, it creates a hunger inside of you. Not just because you feel unwanted, teams aren't signing you, but also because your body is rested. His legs look fresh, his arm looks good, and I hear that Cam is gonna get the nod to start this upcoming week. Listen, the Panthers are still in it, so that's my espresso moment. For Cam to be sitting on the sideline, sitting at home, and he said it after the game. He said, well, I was eating cereal a week ago, and now he's scoring touchdowns once again, man. It's all good all the way around for Cam Newton and the Panthers.
Nate, it's great to have you on the show on Monday mornings. The game ball. Who gets your game ball for this weekend?
So I'm going with Mac Jones. He looked fantastic. He's finally, I think, found that identity, which is not a young Tom Brady. He's Mac Jones, which is taking care of the ball. He doesn't need to throw the ball 300 yards a game or throw it 50 times a game. He was 19 for 23, just under 200 yards and 3 TDs. And it's not just about Mac Jones. It's also the guys that they brought in. Saw Hunter Henry get in the end zone twice. Saw Kendrick Bourne climb the ladder like he was changing the gutter and snatch the ball in between two defenders. A perfect ball placement by Mac Jones, by the way, on that one. Even Brian Hoyer, the Destroyer, got in and threw a touchdown. He went 3 for 3. So my game ball goes to Mac Jones. And listen, don't look now, but the Patriots are in it. They're all the way in it. And I remember last year, you know, going back and forth with Kyle at the table, and he was right. There was a struggle when Tom Brady left. But after 4 wins in a row, I'm not betting against the Patriots right now, and I don't think anybody else should.
No, I'm not either, Nate. It's really fun the way this is happening. But you used to say this every week on the show, so let me do it properly. Here we go. Uh-huh. Nate, you saw the catches. You saw the catches, but
did you see the fancy footwork?
Nate, give me your favorite toe drag so I can shout out to PL.
Shout out to PL. Yeah, I got a guy for you. Did you guys see the catch by Gabriel Davis? Oh, let's run it, baby. Come on, a little toe drag swag. The best from Sunday. My guy caught a nasty one. He keeps his eye on the rock and then gets his feet down. You could tell by a way a guy gets up if he caught the ball or not. But I like the fact that he was focused. I say it all the time. You got to find the ball first, and then your hands are going to snatch it, and then after that, he gets the dead legs right on the sideline with a little bit of room to spare. What did Pacino say in Any Given Sunday? It's a game of inches. It's a game. Yeah, and that's just inches by the sideline. Nailed Shout it. Out to Gabriel Davis. I feel like he's one of the unsung heroes in that offense. We know that Stephon Diggs is the man. Cole Beasley is going to do his thing, but Gabriel Davis is a guy that steps up and makes big plays.
Well, Nate, first of all, great
What's
name.
Up? That's right.
Just a great name.
Oh, great name.
Anyways, there You're were a right. few upsets too, this man. Last week. So which team had the best bounce back victory in week 10?
Ooh. How about the bounce back for the boys? You know what? I was watching a sports show, and I'm not going to name the show, but there was a guy that's very respected in this industry, and he was telling me how the Cowboys are about to get rocked. You know, the Atlanta Falcons were going to go out there and do the thing. And I really respect this guy because he's been in the business a long time. I believe his name is Peter Schrager. Peter Schrager. I don't know his name officially, but I just felt like the Cowboys were going to bounce back. And they didn't just bounce back. They trounced the Atlanta Falcons. And I love this because last week it was a very disappointing loss for these guys. But it seems like this point of the year, you are becoming who you're going to be in the postseason. I still believe this is the team to beat. I still believe they're going to run away with the NFC East. But I just like the fact that they're clicking on all cylinders because still, even at this point in the season, I don't believe there's a more loaded roster on paper. The question is, week in and week out, can they take paper and turn that into wins? And they did that this past weekend. What a bounce back win for the Cowboys.
Nate, bonus question. This is right in the crosshairs for you. So, how about Odell?
Uh-huh.
He goes tonight, Nate. What do you think? Ooh. What are you expecting from your guy?
I'm excited. I said it before. He's going to make his next stop his best stop. And Kyle, I repeated this on Sunday. So, you know, I like to steal and plagiarize when I can. You know, you said the football gods are cruel and they demand sacrifice. The L.A. Rams, they sign Odell Beckham. And then simultaneously, it seems like that week, Robert Woods goes down. So, unfortunate for him, Robert Woods heal up. But Odell, now you are in the spotlight. You're going to be thrusted into this lineup. Now, I don't know how much he's going to play, but he will make plays. Here's the thing, though. It's not just about throwing him the ball. because the Browns did throw him the ball. He was their most targeted wide receiver, right? And he didn't have the production to back it up for a variety of reasons, which we've already talked about. But it's the scheme. You know, in the words of Biggie, it was all a scheme. And I feel like with Sean McVay, he's going to scheme things up. Listen, as good as Cooper Kupp is, as good as the wide receivers are for the Rams, it's also complemented by the scheme of Sean McVay. So having Odell with his skill set right now, just watch. Pay attention to him behind the line of scrimmage, running those jet sweeps like Robert Woods used to do, putting him in position where he's not jammed off the line of scrimmage and he can make a play and get open before the play even starts. So I'm looking forward to, of course, Stafford and Odell. But more importantly, I think above all of it, Sean McVay calling the plays.
Nate, good stuff as always. Spoiler alert, yeah. We were communicating with a Chiefs fan that we all mutually know, and that's people's sexiest man, Paul Rudd. And he mentioned to me during the Chiefs game last night that he will be seeing Nate Burleson later today. And Nate, you'll be interviewing Mr. Rudd in just a few minutes. So I ask you, did People Magazine get it right or did they get it wrong? Because Nate, I know there were many people out there saying Nate Burleson is the sexiest man alive. So Rudd or Burleson?
Nah.
Wow, that is going to be a steamy interview that's going to happen in a few
minutes.
Listen, I don't need the sexiest man alive tag. Well, at least not right now. I'm 40, but around 42, when I really hit my prime, like fine wine, you can give me that title. But listen, though, during the show, you know, we have a busy show. We're talking about everything under the sun here on CBS Mornings. This is me during the commercial break studying my notes. Up there it says, the OGs, original Ghostbusters, because it's not just Paul Rudd, which I'm excited to talk about, and I'm gonna give him a hard time about being the world's sexiest man, but I also get to talk to Dan Aykroyd, come on now, Bill Murray, Ernie Hudson, like the originals. And guess what? Not only am I talking to these guys, and there's McKenna Grace, who's a 15-year-old, she plays the daughter of Harold Ramis. We do it at the fire station, the original fire station from the original movie, and I believe right, we have the vehicle on site. So, guys, I'm excited. You know, we have the same pocket of movies that we enjoy. Is there any questions that you want me to ask Paul Rudd or the cast?
The only question I would ask is, Paul Rudd, what exactly is going on with Daniel Sorensen? Because when you guys get to the too-high safety situation.
No. Thank you, Nate, for joining us. It was so nice to finally meet you. You are the man.
Nice to meet you, too.
That's incredible,
Thank you so
Nate.
Much. You're doing a great job.
See you, buddy. He's going to sit down with
love y'all.
Stance and Winston Zeddemore. I love this town! The Saints, Titans. Do you love Nashville? Who doesn't? Ryan Tannehill seems to have become a completely different player since he came from Miami. I mean, a penalty and two missed extra points is why the Saints lost this game. And also a really bad roughing the passer that Peter talked about earlier. Mike Vrabel has an 8-2 team in this year's AFC playoffs.
Sean Payton was not happy after that game. Dak Prescott, Patrick Mahomes, they both got wins in Week 10. But who impressed us the most? We are giving out our game balls coming up next.
Nate's sitting down with Bill Murray. That's amazing.
Peter Venkman.
It's a cool job.
It's pretty cool.
Cool job.
At the fire station.
Week 11 kicks off with a primetime clash on Thursday Night Football. Mac Jones makes his Thursday Night Football debut as the Patriots look to keep pace in the AFC playoff race. But Matt Ryan and the Falcons are determined to protect their home turf. Patriots, Falcons, Thursday at 8 p.m. on NFL Network, Fox, and streaming on Prime Video. All right, time now to hand out our GMFE game balls. Guys, who earned your game ball for the top performance of Week 10? Kyle.
I'm going to run it right back. I'm going to go with the Bills defense, specifically the Bills secondary. Here's the deal. The Bills defense, I saw before the show, Bill Cowher, before the game rather, said they have the best defense in the league, and everybody's debating that. They got 4 picks on Mike White. They single-handedly ended the fairy tale. That was it. It struck midnight. But they also got a thing going on where right now there's only 11 guys you can play on defense. I think I have that right, Nate. They have 9 guys on the team who have interceptions. 9. Bring it up. 9 different players so far in relatively young seasons still have picks. Jordan Poor with 4. All the way down, you got Groot, the rookie, with 1. Tyler Matakevich with 1.
Nice.
I looked it up. I said, what is the record for most players with an interception on one team? It's strange. It's the 2010 Falcons. It's a Mike Smith 13-3 team that lost in the playoffs. The record is 13 players with an interception, which is incredible.
It is incredible.
That is what the Bills are shooting for. 9 so far. You got to get 4 more guys to tie the record, and they were just incredible yesterday. As much as we love this Mike White thing, Peter, here in New York, poof, the Bills secondary.
First of all, great call on that. Second of all, Caleb Fisher. Caleb Fisher is the Steadicam operator who is knocked down. And we're hooked up. Many thanks to Ian Eagle, who texted me in real time watching the show saying, oh, you're talking about Caleb Fisher. He's the man. Okay.
Caleb.
Caleb.
Caleb, shout out.
Great job. We love that. Caleb had a great Sunday, and so did so many others. I did not. I came out publicly and went very big on the Falcons. And it started on Friday on the show with an absurd pair of Oakley sunglasses. Take a listen to Friday's show.
Boy.
Matt Ryan's feeling it right now. Matt Ryan is quietly having one of his best stretches as a pro. And Matt Ryan is going up against a guy and a guy's schemes and a guy's motivational, I'll do it. And he's doing it in their building. I kind of like the Falcons.
Go on.
I kind of want to pick the Falcons. You know, what am I doing?
It's a long show.
The Falcons are going to beat the Cowboys.
Yeah!
The arm of Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan is going to go into Dallas, and Matt Ryan is going to beat Mike McCarthy, Dak Prescott, and his old head coach, Dan Quinn. Matt Ryan is my brightest star. Go have a week, Matt. Brightest star means nothing. It's crap.
You said
game
that
ball
with your
means
chest.
Something. Game ball goes to Dan Quinn for not only silencing Matt Ryan.
That's close.
Game ball goes to the man who put up 9 for 21 was Matt Ryan. 100 something yards, interceptions. The Dallas defense was incredible in this game. Suffocating. Dan Quinn, I will never doubt you again, my friend.
Dan Quinn is an awesome guy.
One of the best guys ever.
Huge awesome. Supporter of MVP, which we'll talk about at some point this week.
Oh, yeah?
For
well,
sure,
I love
of
that.
The charity
well,
I co-founded.
And
he's
Dan
amazing.
Quinn showed up and showed out in a big way. I'm sorry for ever doubting you, Dan Quinn. Cowboys fans, I'm eating it here on a Monday morning. You've earned that. Dan Quinn, go get that game ball. Rachel, who you got?
He looked amazing. I think that there's too much talk on the Bucs and Brady falling apart. I want to give some love to the Washington football team.
Go ahead, then. Go ahead.
Holy smokes. You guys totally tore Brady apart. And specifically, Taylor Heinicke, okay? I think he had the best completion percentage of his season and threw no interceptions after having many interceptions. And he had a really great sound after the game. Take a listen to this.
These are the games that you dream of as a kid. And it was the moment I was, I might get a little emotional here. It's the moment I've dreamt of last year when I wasn't playing. I always told myself, if I get another chance to play, I'm gonna go out there and do something great. And it's these games that you want. So, you know, it means a lot to me.
There's been like 7 times that I've almost cried on this show this morning. This is one of them. Come on, how beautiful is that? That's awesome. Taylor Heinicke gets my game ball. You rock.
He deserves it. Absolutely. Think about it. He sat around that the whole offseason thinking about we lost to the Bucs, we lost to Brady. Maybe that's the only shot I'm ever going to get. Because Patrick gets hurt, he gets in. He just beat the greatest quarterback of all time. It was
pretty
cool.
Pretty great incredible, stuff. Yeah. And also, can you change your last name to just Heinicke? Because every time I text or tweet about your name, it autocorrects, and it's a pain in my butt. So if you can do that, would appreciate
Heinicke next. Or Meineke, you know?
Sure. I'm going to get a muffler.
Yeah.
Good call.
My game ball goes to the entire Detroit Lions, the fan base,
let's
everybody,
go.
For not losing.
Okay.
Love you know what
I
mean? It.
The first thing that came to my mind when I saw this happen, this tie, was an emotional film for me as a child. 1991, Necessary Roughness.
Sure.
You know, I mean, we're talking about emotions a lot today. It only got a 33 on Rotten Tomatoes, but that's a terrible.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, fighting armadillos?
Have you seen the film, Rotten?
Are you familiar with Scott Bakula's work?
Oh my gosh.
Sinbad?
He's epic. That one guy, I can't remember his name, the coach, he's amazing, but.
Straight Arrow Gennaro? You talking about
yes,
him?
That
Hector
guy.
Elizondo?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking
Hector
about?
Hector Elizondo.
Are you talking about
what
him?
Goes on?
That's it. Well, they tie the Kansas Jayhawks after losing almost all their games that year.
Yeah.
And then they go on the next week to beat the by God number one Texas Colts.
You're right.
Next week they play the Cleveland Browns.
Ah.
And so I am predicting, bold prediction early on, Lions are going to get that dub.
Okay.
It's happening.
What? That's awesome.
It's happening.
Week 10 wraps up with an NFC West battle between the Rams and the Niners in San Francisco for Monday Night Football. What are you guys looking forward to in this game?
Here we go. It's McVay and Shanahan part a million, and there might be no bigger stakes. The Rams coming off that loss, going out and getting Odell. I feel like everyone knows they're pushing their chips all the way in. Meanwhile, Kyle and his boys, these guys, they've lost 8 straight games at home. 8 straight games. Now, 5 of those have been in that building. 3 of them were in Arizona when they went and had to play there because of COVID last year, but some rubber has hit the road here, and you look at the showdown that they've had over their careers. Kyle Shanahan has the edge on Sean McVay as far as wins and losses. So I think no matter what tomorrow, we're going to say that the losing team is going to be really interesting because if LA loses 2 straight games and now just went and got Odell, it's one thing. if the 49ers lose again, they might be out of things in the NFC. And that was not the plan going into the season.
I'm looking at Odell. I don't know what's going to happen with Odell, but I know what's not going to happen. Nothing. Like, there will be some sort of conversation piece. This is one of the true peacocks in sports. Like, he's going to show his feathers. He's going to do his thing. And I do think it's pretty juicy that on the other side is Josh Norman, which he has a really checkered history with, and may even be guarding him one-on-one. Nate, what are you looking for tonight?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that'll be interesting. I don't think he's going to fair catch anything. He's going to be pretty sure about tonight. He's running that out. But, you know, I'm looking for the Niners to kind of step up and show their true selves, if there is a true self.
I hope so.
The schedule becomes quite favorable after this.
Yeah.
The next 5 weeks, the Niners have very winnable games. And but they're at that point. They have to. They probably have to win. It's probably a must win at this point in the season. And I don't know. I mean, like, they play each other tough. It's always a rivalry game, obviously, but it's a division game, but... Like you said, Shanahan, he has that edge.
Yes,
let's go.
They kind of have their number. I don't know. I grew up in the Bay, so I'm a little biased.
All right, Harry.
I'm with you, KB. All eyes are on OBJ and how he interacts with everybody on the sideline. I'm going to be looking very closely at it. Apparently, there was already drama with the jersey number. That literally took 2 seconds. So my eyes are going to be on that sideline. Guys, this was so fun.
It's good. Want to do it again tomorrow?
So we're going to do it again tomorrow.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Can you do the Cam Newton on back tomorrow morning when we come in?
See you guys right now.